ここは拝殿です。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and the first day of Waifu Month, I have been asked to do my life as a cult leader. A guy messaged me, he said he wanted me to do this, so we're doing this. And don't worry, tomorrow's show we're going to just go into detail about basically what Waifu Month entails. It doesn't entail as many AVNs as you're used to, and it will be flooded with Erogay. So let's just get started. This is the Chamber of Worship. Shima brought me to a room that was far more cramped than the assembly hall. Chamber of Worship, huh? Does that mean this is where Hishin no Kai's believers do their praying? Ordinary believers aren't allowed to enter this room. It's usually off limits except to a select few people. That's how you give your believers status and make sure they work themselves to the bone for your religion. You are correct that most of our believers strive to be permitted to enter the Chamber of Worship. She didn't seem to get that I was being sarcastic. And by strive, you mean they give donations, right? I guess I should be grateful for that if I'm going to be the founder's replacement. Letting out another snide remark, I surveyed the Chamber of Worship. Is that fancy-looking platform at the back of the room the altar or something? Yes, that is correct. It's definitely the most extravagant-looking thing I've seen since entering the building, but it's kind of weird, don't you think? What is? I mean, the few believers allowed to come here presumably prayed at that altar, and yet there was nothing on it. Isn't there supposed to be some kind of idol or statue on top? What are the believers praying to? Hishin doesn't take a fixed form, therefore the altar alone is sufficient. So said Shima, as though it were clear as day. Prayers offered here will reach Hishin without fail. As such, we have no need for idols or statues. I decided against pursuing the matter any further. She had taken a very business-like tone thus far and was even kind of cold towards Kosetsu Haramichi, but her belief in Hishin and her and her teachings seemed genuine. She called herself an administrator, but I get the feeling clerical work and accounting might just be a front for her to control the entire religion. It's possible that Shima is Hishin no Kai's true founder. Even if she was, it would probably be a bad idea to change how I interacted with her now. I was sure that she used Kosetsu Haramichi guy as a figurehead and was manipulating him behind the scenes, just like she was planning on doing with me. For the time being, I would be good and go along with it. Maybe do a little complaining and play the role of the dull middle-aged man. I didn't know anything about Shima or this religion. The first thing I needed to do was gather information. Figuring out how I could use the position of founder to my advantage could come later. Deeper inside the Chamber of Worship is a private area for the founder. Founder Haramichi is currently resting in a room there. He's about to kick the bucket, and you won't even let him go to the hospital, huh? The founder sure got it rough. I assure you, I value Founder Haramichi's life very much. Contrary to her words, Shima's voice and expression were quite unfeeling. Even if I did have him hospitalized, his condition would not improve, if you say so. Now allow me to show you to his room. Huh? I'm gonna meet him? Yes, though I suspect he will still be asleep. I was about to meet the dying founder of the religion that built this massive facility, and then I was going to take his place. The idea of meeting the real founder made me strangely nervous. A luxurious futon was spread out in the center of the room Shima guided me to. In it slept an elderly man who was nothing but skin and bones. His mouth was slightly open, but at a glance I couldn't tell if he was actually breathing or not. Honestly, if Shima had told me he was dead, I would have believed her. It seemed like he was really on the verge of death. This is founder Kosetsu Haramichi. Shima stated the obvious. She didn't seem to be trying to keep her voice down. Her tone was exactly the same as before. Seriously, this guy's basically a skeleton. In contrast to Shima, I unintentionally lowered my voice. I unconsciously felt that it would be a real pain if I spoke too loud and he woke up. Even more than that, I felt strangely uncomfortable in front of the old man who had lost so much weight that I could make out the shape of his skull. It was odd, sure. I was going to serve as his replacement, but this was my first time ever seeing him. Yet for some reason, I got the same feeling I did at my parents' funeral in high school. He doesn't look anything like me. Am I seriously going to be able to replace him? Back when he was healthy, his face looked very similar to yours, his build as well, so she said. With most of his body covered up, I had no way of confirming it. In addition, whenever we held assemblies, Founder Haramichi would sit behind the bamboo blinds. Most of our believers have never seen his face. But some of the ones allowed in the Chamber of Worship have to know what he looks like, right? Yes. But even they have only seen him in the darkness, Shima let out a knowing, seductive laugh that somehow lingered in my crotch. What do you mean, darkness? And his face is one thing, but his body... You'll understand soon enough. Her continued laughter was so graceful that it made her cold attitude up until now hard to believe. What's her problem? Next to the bedridden founder of her religion, Shima was smiling and laughing. The sight was so strange and unsettling that it gave me chills. Damn it, what am I doing getting intimidated by her just because she's extremely attractive? I scolded myself internally. Is she having fun scaring me? That must be it. Damn it all, she's making fun of me. Just you wait. My anger towards Shima and myself, and more importantly, the faint fear I had been feeling, all turned into an aggressive excitement. One day, as soon as she shows me an opening, I'm going to push her down and make her squeal on my cock. With said cock throbbing in my pants, I found my determination. The moment I entered the next room after a brief walk through the hall, I was accosted by a sweet smell so strong it nearly made me choke up. Ugh! It was that smell again. That blend of milk and exotic flowers that had been harassing me since I entered the building. The room was filled with it. The room itself was more or less the same as the founder's room that we'd just been in. The only differences were the smell and the fact that the futon in the middle of the room didn't have anyone sleeping in it. This is my room. Uh-huh. As I gave a half-hearted response, something occurred to me. This was the smell coming from Shima when I first met her in the park. I guess it makes sense that her clothes would smell like that given she sleeps in a room full of it. Is this the smell that... Is this smell the cause of the feeling of discomfort I've had since I walked through the doors of this facility? Maybe the smell unconsciously reminded me of when I met Shima, and that jumbled up my memories and gave me this feeling of deja vu. That would make this a completely mundane story with no supernatural involvement whatsoever, but the possibility couldn't be discounted. Oh well, it doesn't matter. On a more relevant note, does that mean I'm currently surrounded by the scent of Shima's clothes and body? In my head, I tried removing her unappealing suit and imagining her naked body. However, I didn't have much success. Shima had to have the best body of any woman I've ever seen. What I could see through her clothes was enough to convince me of that. And a good body is one that men can't help but lust after. Case in point, my hard cock was currently throbbing against my pants. Unfortunately, I had never seen a body as good as hers before. I couldn't even imagine what it would look like naked. For the time being, please use this room as your own. I will be staying elsewhere. Shima spoke as though skillfully sidestepping my passions. Elsewhere? There's another room? There are several guest rooms from across the... There are several guest rooms from across the assembly hall. Guest rooms? What is this, a boarding house? Something like that, yes. Some of our believers live decently far away. The guest rooms allow them to stay overnight to attend our assemblies. Fortunately, they are all empty at the moment. I plan on using one of them, so feel free to make yourself at home here. Have a good night. She gave us a gesture of smile and bowed her head. Then Shima left the room. Hey, hold on a second. I reflexively grabbed Shima's right hand and stopped her from leaving. What is it? She didn't look the least bit surprised. Her suggestive and frankly disparaging smile was still on her face. It took every fiber of my being to resist the urge to push her down on the futon then and there. You don't really need to stay in a guest room, do you? There's plenty of space here, and it was your room to begin with. I couldn't ask the one who's to become our founder to stay in such a small guest room. Well, I'm not planning on staying there either. I'm saying you should sleep here with me. Beating back the desire to bend her over and fuck her, I continued speaking. It wasn't that I was feeling guilty this late in the game or anything. Rape was just a last resort. And more importantly, I wanted to expose Shima's true nature that I kept getting glimpses of behind that detached expression of hers. I had a feeling there was a depraved woman hiding underneath her well-crafted mask. Her superficial politeness almost seemed like it was meant to provoke me. I had no basis for thinking that. It was just a hunch. Something smelled fishy. The smell coming from Shima's clothes was the same sensual and arousing scent filling the room. How could a woman like that possibly hate sex? I appreciate the offer, but regardless of size, who knows what sort of accident a man and a woman spending the night together in the same room might lead to? She gave a hesitant answer, but it was nothing more than posturing. In reality, she had yet to even attempt to shake off the hand that was still grabbing her. My palm was sweaty from nervousness, but Shima didn't seem too offended by my advance. In fact, she seemed to be secretly enjoying herself. True, who knows what might happen? I did everything I could to make sure my voice didn't waver, then brought her hand to my crotch. I made Shima feel the bulging tent in my pants. After all, I'm already like this. My! Shima let out a small voice, but she didn't remove her hand. On the contrary, she moved it around, feeling my size and hardness. I knew it. I knew there was a slut hiding behind that composed expression. All the blood in my body rushed into my crotch, making my cock even harder. Now this certainly seems liable to cause an accident. Shima's pale hand caressed my bulging pants. That stimulus alone was enough for me to make my underwear sticky with pre-cum. Ugh, then we better do something about this so nothing bad happens. My. You would ask that of a woman you only just met today? You're quite impatient, aren't you? Shima's hand grew even more bold in the way it touched my cock as she teased me. I knew she was no ordinary woman. She was definitely an unbelievable slut. And the situation I was in couldn't be described as ordinary either. I was unbearably aroused, my lust practically boiling over. Go ahead and sit down. I raised my voice to the best of my ability and Shima obediently knelt in front of me, but her hand was still touching the bulge of my crotch. Although she did as I said, she didn't seem the least bit afraid of me. If anything, her eyes seemed to be sparkling in anticipation for what was to come. Her demeanor put me a little off balance. I did as you asked. What now? Shima smiled as though taunting me for getting flustered. What now? I dropped my pants and underwear right before Shima's eyes, taking my dick out inches from her face. It was absurdly hard, the thick veins bulging along the shaft. The tip was already coated in pre-cum and glistened in the warm, dim light. What a smell! And so proudly hard without an ounce of shame. You want me to do something about it? What exactly? Shima attentively observed my hard cock that had been thrust so close to her face. Her groomed eyebrows were raised and closely knit together in a look I couldn't quite decipher. And yet she didn't seem fazed in the least. Only her usual aggravating calm was evident in her expression. It's covered in so much white scum, isn't it? I'm sure you haven't bathed today, but is it fair to assume you haven't washed it in at least a few days? Yeah, and it's your job to clean it up. That bratty grin of hers, she was making fun of me again. I pushed my hard cock against those plump lips and shoved myself into her mouth. Yeah, I knew she'd have something witty to say about that too. Luckily, she had a hard time throwing quips at me with my cock stuffed in her mouth. I waste no time and started driving it deeper inside. Oh! Her mouth felt incredibly hot, wet, pleasantly sticky. My voice squeaked out before I could do anything to swallow it down. Then Shima's tongue started moving as I pushed my cock into her mouth. I could feel it run all along the underside. It was hard to tell whether it was an attempt to push the intrusion out, but it was certainly making it a lot more pleasurable for me. And well, having my cock in her mouth felt absolutely amazing. I basked in the feeling for a few moments before pushing forward again. My swollen tip was firmly planted against the back of her mouth once I was done, almost plunging it, plugging it entirely. Not plunging it. Shima frantically inhaled and exhaled through her nose and was likely glad she still could. Her breast tickled my pubic hair. Not public hair, I almost said public hair. Her lips trembled almost painfully. They were stretched thin near the base of my cock squeezing on it. I guess your public hair would be the hair on your head. That's the hair you show to everybody. Oh, look, I got a new turn. Oh, that's not my pubic hair. That's my public hair. You don't want to show your pubic hair to the public. I don't think people would like that very much unless you're one of those people that gets off on exhibitionism. She was gasping for air, pathetically choking on my cock. It was the perfect sight to accompany the pleasant feeling of her hot mouth and throat tightly wrapped around my throbbing shaft. Wonder if somebody's gonna break into a guitar solo in this one. That would be kinda cool. It's happened before in these games. Her voice leaked out from between her stretched lips as she coughed and spit, and I could feel the vibrations with my cock. It seemed like she was choking for real. Her throat twitched and spasmed around my tip. I was getting dangerously close to coming on the spot. For that reason, I decided to slowly pull my dick out of her mouth.
Got anything to say now, bitch?
Finally free of my cock, she desperately gasped for air. After the brief visitation down Shima's throat, my cock was slathered in her saliva. I didn't have to think twice before rubbing it against her perfect cheeks and nose. Ah, it stinks so much. Ah! I don't know what Japan's fetish is with, like, guys that haven't showered in a long time and beautiful women sucking their cocks, but it's happened a lot of these fucking games, folks. Shima's saliva was already softening and melting the curdled smegma that had built up under the ridge. Ugh. Because of that, the foul stench was able to reach even my nose. It was probably a lot more intense for her. Not only have you forced your thing down my throat, but you're now smearing its stink all over my face. You're a horrible, horrible man. She says totally erotically. She's getting off on this, folks. Her feeble protests were peppered with sweet and clearly pleased moans. Her eyes shone with evident lust, and color was quickly rising to her smeared, befouled cheeks.
Befouled, I like that word.
That little intermission had made my dick even harder than it was before thrusting it down her throat. I turned my hips slightly to the side and, as naturally as breathing, slapped her beautiful, horny face with it. That's mean, so mean. Stop that. Oh, yeah, sure. A slap, smack, slap, slap. The repeated hits to her cheeks sounded impossibly loud as I swung my cock back and forth across her face. And yet she moaned and squealed every time my rock-hard cock struck her cheeks. Heavy and poorly hidden satisfaction releasing from her parted lips. It didn't take long for tingling pleasure to spread through me. You're such a violent man. Yeah, she says that while moaning all the while. This is the degeneracy we're known for, folks. Shima pushed her tongue out, even as my cock shook it left and right, catching it mid-swing before grabbing it with her hand as well. Oh, there she goes. Ugh. Her warm tongue moved all over my tip, greedily licking it. I like how her eyelashes are over her, or like, literally over her hair. It's always an interesting little thing that you don't really notice in anime art. Or manga art, I don't know. CG, whatever you want to call it. Now she's going to town, folks! My goodness, aren't you so very excited down there? Well, I'd be too if she sounded like that. Good Lord! Give that woman the Pulitzer. And she didn't even write anything. Well, she wrote with that tongue. That's what she wrote with. Shima sucked on my engorged tip as if it were a goddamn lollipop.
Yeah.
Her tongue seemed indefatigable. I've never even seen that word before. Licking every spot within its reach and then some. She seemed to be particularly devoted to the ridge of my crown and its underside, occasionally delivering a skillful lick across the hole at the very tip. She just couldn't get enough and it felt amazing. There are collegiate level words in this hentai novel, folks. And why did you get your degree in English?
So I could understand the hentai novels.
Look at all the naughty juices you're spilling. I take it you like my mouth a lot, yeah? That's okay. No need to hold back. I'm going to slurp it all down to the last drop, so gush out as much as you want. Shima started sucking the pre-cum straight out of my cock as if it were a straw, lapping it up from the tip and eagerly swallowing it all. The incredibly slutty technique of her tongue and lips got my blood pumping and my juices actually started flowing even more. No matter how much I lap up, there's always more coming out, isn't there? The smell is incredibly harsh. It's making me so dizzy. Between my pre-cum and her saliva, my cock was coated in a wet film of juices and glistened in the dim lighting of the room. Shima pushed her tongue out like a seasoned slut and licked all over my shaft, continuing to slather it with her juices as well as mine. Ugh, that's enough licking. Use your mouth and suck my cock. Unable to keep the nagging pleasure bottled up, I gave her an order. You don't need to raise your voice like that, you know. Just ask and I shall provide. Shima took my cock into her mouth, drawing the tip inside until I felt it hit the back of her throat. She then started sucking it. I could feel her throat shake and quiver around the tip while her soft, plump lips began sucking on my engorged, veiny shaft. My, I bet that cucumber was soaked. The softness of her lips felt absolutely incredible as they slid along my cock. And the pressure she exerted on the shaft was just perfect. She soon found a rhythm and she bobbed her head back and forth. Even through it all, her tongue never stopped moving inside her mouth. I could feel it push and lick the shaft as she took my cock inside. Whoa, holy shit, this is amazing! Ugh. That's perfectly fine. There's no need to keep your voice down at all. Let me hear it all. Fuck, you're making fun of me again. Suddenly I lost whatever upper hand I had gained up until that point. My hips began shaking as I cried out with those pathetic moans. And it was all her fault. Fucking Shima's mouth simply felt that good. To be quite honest, she was giving me better head than any prostitute I'd ever hired. Oh, it started twitching so much. You seem to be enjoying this quite a lot. Then I felt something strangely hard touch my wet, swollen lip. It was a completely new sensation. One I hadn't experienced before, not even at a brothel. It was her teeth. Her front teeth were practically swimming in saliva and pre-cum, and she started using them to gently scrape the tip of my cock. The moment I realized what was happening, Shima took it deep inside her mouth once more. Hoover, nobody does it like you. Her supple tongue, the soft insides of her cheeks, and the somewhat rugged surface of her palate. Shima knew how to use every part of her mouth to please my cock. Oh, fuck! I'm going to come! I felt a sudden surge of heat race from the base of my cock towards the tip, and I knew my cum was getting ready to gush out. I didn't exactly want to announce my orgasm, but my words came out regardless. Please, not yet. Don't come yet. Keep it inside. Enjoy my mouth some more. Shima's lips were pursed in an obscene kiss, one entirely unbecoming of her otherwise perfect and orderly face. When I saw it, for some unknown reason, I felt a rush of power move through me, and I was somehow able to delay my orgasm, at least for the time being. Yes, just like that! She smiled happily before going down on my cock again. Then, tightening her lips and cheeks harder than ever before, she started blowing me with the perfect amount of suction, just like a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Always the right amount of suction. She was letting a lot of saliva pull in her mouth on purpose, refraining from swallowing and forcing my cock down her throat with her back and neck muscles. She was deep-throating me. She's saying, it's so much bigger than it was before. The tip is so big now that it feels like it could explode. I can't help but wonder how this would feel buried inside me, inside my pussy. Well, you may find out soon enough. Oh, just you wait. I'll fuck you so hard you won't be able to sit right for a week. Oh my, I can't wait. But first you have to experience everything this fuckhole has to give. Your mighty dick! Your shameless hard cock! I want to see it pump a big load of thick, filthy semen out, and I want to see it now! Please! Shima's hot lust spilled unbridled from her lips in tandem with a spit she coughed out as she coked. We're not there yet. As she choked on my cock, she was so sexy. Coke might be a part of this, though. Desire swelled inside me once more, and my cock along with it. It was getting harder and more engorged than I ever thought possible. I can't believe how big it gets. That's what all the ladies tell me. With an amazing cock like this, the semen must be as thick as yogurt and incredibly delicious. I can feel it. Shima took the entire length of my shaft inside of her mouth and kept it there, increasing the suction even more and blowing me hard. As she continues her vacuum cleaner impression. I knew it. I just knew you had what it takes. Also, I need a new pair of pants. No, not because of that. These pants have had it. I just put my hand in my pocket just now and realized that the pocket had a big-ass hole in it. Like, what the hell even have a pocket for if there's a hole in it? I guess I'm gonna have to buy some fucking pants. Not because of that, though. Damn. I don't think you're supposed to walk around with big old holes in your crotch and the pants. Yeah, that's not too good. not supposed to do all that, so I probably need to throw these damn pants out. Not because of this game, though. I think these pants have had it. Meanwhile, Grim's talking about pants. Whoa. Let's go back a little. Log! Oh, shit. There we are. So, she said, I mean, as if this was extremely useful knowledge, your cock started twitching a lot. Oh, no. Here's a good one. She was sucking so hard by then that it almost felt like she was going to snap it clean off my crotch, but even the slight pain that her wild suction caused turned to pleasure as she kept blowing me. Your cock started twitching a lot. You can't hold it back anymore, can you? In that case, stop holding back and come all you want. Huh. Don't you dare order me around! Despite my verbal complaints, my body was eagerly complying with her request. I could feel my cum rushing to my cock. Come on, let it all out for me. And now that you're so big and hard, I bet you can't wait to let go anymore. Shima sometimes stopped sucking me incredibly hard to beg and plead. She sounded like a spoiled little girl when she did, but she wasn't exactly speaking to me. No, she was literally talking to my cock. Oh, don't be so stubborn now. Give me your hot jizz, squirt, and pump it all out for me. I knew she was just making fun of me, but the most I could manage to do was clench my teeth and stave off my orgasm for as long as I could. Though in retrospect, I was already past the point of no return. It soon became apparent where to pump the load of cum she seemed to want so badly. Damn it, shit, alright, whatever, where should I come? I'm gonna come in your mouth, make sure to swallow it all. There was a little strain in my voice as I tried to bark that order, but not mine, and I couldn't help but pathetically pump my hips back and forth. Yes, I want to swallow it all. Let me have it. She continued sucking my cock between words, and she even stroked my shaft with her plump lips in time with my thrusting. Paired with the mouth fucking, that insane vacuum blowjob spurred my orgasm on even further. Whatever chance I had to last any longer was instantly shattered. I'm going to come! I'm coming! I started coming in Shima's mouth. The load was much bigger than I expected. So much so that I was genuinely surprised by it. As the semen quickly pulled in her mouth, Shima started to swallow it without batting an eye. As if it were only natural. The waving motions of her throat and tongue coerced even more cum out. Spit mixed with semen started leaking from her stretched lips, drawing long strings as it slowly dripped down towards her chest. It's so thick, so stupidly thick, even more so than I thought. More, I want to drink more, please. Whoa! Shima jerked her head back and forth, stroking my shaft with her lips. It was so good that I felt like my legs could give out any moment. But still, my orgasm continued, squirting insistently into her mouth. I could see her throat move up and down as she greedily swallowed every drop of cum I pumped into her mouth. And she's making no effort to avoid making it sound nasty, all that jizz down in her stomach. Come on! There's some more inside. There's some more inside! I know it! Shima had yet to relent. She continued sucking hard, and the negative pressure she created in her mouth successfully drew out the leftover cum in my urethra, like she was sucking it through an actual straw. It felt like I was being forced to come again straight away. It was so intense that I was afraid I would drop to my knees then and there. Shima continued sucking my cock as if her life depended on it until she drained it of every last drop of cum. With her plump, luscious lips ran over... When her plump, luscious lips ran over my shaft for the last time as she pulled away, my hips helplessly shuddered from the pleasure. You sure came a lot! I could see leftover jizz and even some of my pubic hair on her lips as she smiled seductively at me. Then her pink tongue emerged from her mouth like a hungry animal from its den, slowly tracing her wet, glistening lips. The obscene gesture gathered all of the cum around her mouth, bringing it inside. Shima liberally used an expensive-looking handkerchief to wipe away the cum on her face and clothes. After doing the bare minimum to get dressed, she slowly rose to her feet in front of me. Do you think we'll be able to avoid any accidents now? A smile still on her lips, Shima's eyes darted back and forth between my face and my cock. Does it look that way to you? Barely able to control myself, I took off the rest of my clothes. My... Hee-hee, do you have a habit of sleeping in the nude? Enough with the sass, you hurry and strip too. Goodness. You don't need to shout. I would be happy to get out of these cum-stained clothes. Shima pulled her arms out of the sleeves of her suit, then undid the hook on her skirt. She didn't show a hint of bashfulness, yet she took her blouse off tantalizingly slowly as if to torture me. Wow. Gulp. Her black underwear contrasted with the healthy sheen of her white skin in a captivating way. I gulped down my saliva like a kid seeing a woman in her underwear for the very first time. With only a bra and panties on, I could tell that her proportions were all but perfect. That said, it was different from the balanced, uniform beauty of a sculpture. The curves making up the contours of her body were breathtaking, but there was more to the appeal of her half-naked form. It was provocative. Her nearly nude body stoked my lust directly. The way her underwear dug into her soft skin just right filled my head with thoughts of ravishing her. That thing certainly looks like it might cause an accident, hee hee hee. Despite how much I just came, my cock was still painfully erect. Looking at it, Shima gave me a happy, teasing smile. Take those off too. Whatever might you be referring to? Well, I guess we'll just have to find out next time, won't we? When Grimm's Hentai Corner continues with more of My Life as a Cult Leader. Stay tuned.